This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 24. What does it take to celebrate? Our passage comes from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Some years ago, a Christmas musical included Mary saying, "If the Lord has spoken, I must do as he commands. I will put my life into his hands. I will trust him with my life." That was Mary's response to the surprise announcement that she would be the mother of the Son of God. Whatever the consequences, she was able to say, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary was ready to surrender her life to the Lord, even if it meant that she might be disgraced in the eyes of everyone who knew her. And because she trusted the Lord with her life, she became the mother of Jesus and could celebrate the coming of the Savior. Mary took God at his word, accepted God's will for her life, and placed herself in God's hands. That's what it takes to truly celebrate Christmas, to believe what is completely unbelievable to many people, to accept God's will for our lives, and to place ourselves in God's service, trusting that our lives are in his hands. Only then will we be able to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Ask the Holy Spirit today to help you trust God with your life and to turn the controls of your life over to him. When you do, your life will never be the same. Pray with me. Lord our God, please give us faith to believe that the child we celebrate on Christmas is your Son, our Savior. Help us to acknowledge him as Lord and to trust him with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.